Chief Superintendent Aidan Glacken was able to confirm that a drug dog is coming to the county alongside handler and so on, a dog unit, if you like. We all have our own official dog unit in the county in the coming weeks, if not coming months ahead, but certainly very soon. The third of time, other than it's coming soon, but it'll be here before long anyway, and that's something I welcome very much. I suppose, like, pushing for this now, this last almost 4 or 5 years or so, since I started talking about this, other people alongside James Dirty there in Kerman would have seconded my points that many times, retired as a Garda Sergeant himself as well, and obviously saw the need and the merit in it. Like, as you know, Michaela, we are a very isolated county as such. A lot of our county is borderline here along the sea as well as everything else on the west coast here. And there are many, many aspects of, unfortunately, where stuff could take place like that you wouldn't want taking place, because we live so much along the water and that, as well as the border end of it, living beside the border. But we have so much coastline, shoreline and that. It is a concern, and I believe a drug dog that I have been pushing for, campaigning for, thankfully now is coming, and I believe this will be a huge added help to the Gardaí and deterrent as well, possibly, if drugs are such in the county, that we will have such our own dedicated dog unit very shortly, at least in the next couple of months anyway, as I understand it. But either way, it's guaranteed, it's sanctioned, and it's coming here, and we welcome the fact very much that it's coming, because as we talked about on Friday, many of myself and my colleagues, many councillors talked about it. Unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons, drugs is throughout the place now at the moment. It's everywhere in society. It's throughout the country, and it's our own country is no different, where it's popping up here and there from time to time, as the stats showed the last day as well, on various issues that the GID can talk at length themselves about when they feel appropriate. But that is the backing of why I feel a drugs dog is appropriate to get here. Drugs dog getting here, and I say it is here. It's sad, like, our boys and girls of their young school children, that this is the kind of situation they're facing into going forward, going into their adulthood. And, like, where things are here at the moment, all we can do, we all have a part to play, as the superintendent put it. Each and every one of us have a part to play. For example, if there's no demand for the drugs, we know drugs trade, as simple as that. And he says, when people decide to partaking in drugs, the legal taking drugs, is while that is happening, there's going to be a drugs trade. And if people realise that, they realise the destruction is doing, as well as the breaking the law that it's doing, but the destruction, destroying families, destroying communities. And, like, this is the thing, Michael, once this gets into the community, it's no different to Iraq getting into the orange deck. It will wreck the whole place, and that's what we don't want. We want to drive all this stuff out altogether. We want to stop. So, as I say, hopefully when the canine unit comes, the dog unit comes, that this will be a deterrent, and it will obviously lead to prosecutions where appropriate and deemed possible, and save our young people, our children from the horrors that can be when they end up getting associated with this type of underworld stuff.